Dearborn Public Health was formally launched in April 2022, and at the time, we became just the second city in the state of Michigan to have a formal health department. But we're doing things a little bit differently, where we're piloting a health and all policies approach that sees through that every decision that we make as a city government is made with a health lens. Near the end of 2022, Dearborn, through a really competitive process, was one of five cities selected for the National League of Cities Action Cohort, Cities of Opportunity Program, where we're collaborating with four other cities across the country on further entrenching health considerations, sharing notes about what works, what doesn't work well. That has been a wonderful opportunity for us to further our health collaborations. Through that collaboration, National League of Cities leadership extended an exclusive invitation for us to join with the Urban Institute Policy Academy to further think about how the social determinants of health are being handled at the local level. And we're really thrilled about continuing our partnerships here on a national level.
What are some initiatives you'll be focusing on in terms of as a city of Dearborn as part of this larger initiative?
So, environmental justice is a top priority. In 2021, Southeast Michigan saw catastrophic flooding, and since then, we've had catastrophic weather events compounded. But that flooding event in 2021 was a really crucial sort of watershed moment for me. I happen to be in town from Washington, and I saw the devastating effects on families all across Dearborn, but in particular, families closest to the pain in Dearborn. And that's really the ironclad law of our environmental injustice. That's the ironclad law of climate change and climate resilience, is that people who are closest to the pain will bear the brunt of that damage. And so we have, as a department, close to 2 years now in existence, have led on many environmental justice efforts, filing lawsuits against corporate polluters, revoking certificates of occupancy from, different sort of companies that are based in Dearborn. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we launched a comprehensive air quality monitoring network. And so the idea here through the Policy Academy is to do two things. One is to introduce our ideas, because there's nothing better than scaling public health initiatives across the state and the country. Two is to learn what works well in their communities, and we're really excited about that.
Is there a specific project that you will be working on through this academy, or is it more of just networking and building the resources that you already have?
It's a little bit of both, but it's a little bit more than just networking, building on our own portfolio. We have a number of initiatives in the department, a lot of which are public, a lot of which we're still working on before they're sort of publicized. We want to develop sustainability plans. We want to develop strategy plans for the city that are rooted in climate resilience, that are rooted in environmental justice considerations. And so we want to develop those plans, master land use plans. We want to make sure that we're being comprehensive with our economic development teams, our police and fire teams, our water and sewage teams, parks and recreation teams. It's really to learn from cities that have engaged in these processes. Maybe they haven't engaged with them in a strictly public health lens, but that have experience developing these comprehensive strategies that their entire government is dealing with and working with. So we want to build upon that here in Dearborn.
What does it mean for Dearborn to be a part of the National League of Cities and the Policy Academy?
Dearborn Public Health is a department that's rewriting the public health playbook. I'm really proud to be at the forefront of that. I'm also really proud that we are showing proof of concept, because I believe that public health came out of the pandemic with not the best reputation. People equated our field to mandates and restrictions and different kinds of limitations on freedom. And I practice public health a much different way. I believe it's an opportunity to uplift. I think it's an opportunity to enrich people's lives. And I think it's also an opportunity to increase opportunities for joy. And so the fact that Dearborn is a part of these national partnerships is a testament to the vision that the mayor has had, to the vision that we've had, to the ways in which we're building those lanes and tentacles. And we also want people to know that Dearborn Public Health is why we are getting some of these national partnerships, because excitement begets excitement begets excitement. And the fact that a lot of people are excited about what we're doing is a testament to the work that public health can be more than just restrictions and limitations. It can be something that people are viewing with a positive lens, and I think they are.